In the wake of the 2008 recession, political debate in Wisconsin has largely focused around one issue, job creation. How many jobs were created, on whose watch, and was it enough?
Here's some of the numbers. Between 2008 and 2009, Wisconsin netted a loss of about 175,000 jobs during a worldwide recession. Since then, Wisconsin's seen net job growth, about 110,000 jobs under Scott Walker. That growth has lagged behind the majority of the rest of the country, but that's often a trend where Wisconsin is behind the national trend across Republican and Democratic administrations.
Nonetheless, the political conversation about job creation frames it as something that politicians can affect. So, how are jobs actually created? Is it politicians and their policies, or are there other factors at play? And if there are successful or unsuccessful statewide policies, what are they?
To answer these questions, we've called on executives from two of Wisconsin's fastest-growing smaller businesses. In the past 3 years, they've seen double and triple-digit growth. Miles Harder is CEO of Dynamic Recycling in La Crosse. Miles, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Also with us, Frank Powell, CEO of Symmetry Corporation in Milwaukee. Frank, hello.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. And now, Dynamic Recycling was started in 2007, recycles electronics. Symmetry was started in 1996. It consults with businesses on information technology. And also with us here in the studio, we have Stephen Deller, professor of applied economics at UW-Madison. Thanks for joining us again.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, Miles Harder of Dynamic Recycling, let's start with you. What do you chalk up your company's growth to in recent years?
Good question. I don't, from my personal opinion, I don't really think there's one thing that dictates success. But if I'd have to say, probably the top things would be working hard and working smart, getting a lot of good people around you, providing a good quality product and treating people the way you want to be treated. Probably, you know, a lot of different factors, I suppose, but those are some of the immediate ones that come to mind.
And how big is your company in terms of the number of jobs, and what kind of jobs do you hire for?
Sure. We have about between temps and full-time individuals between our Nashville and La Crosse location. We've got about 120 individuals. What we hire for varies pretty broadly. It depends on our e-recycling division taking apart electronics so we can recycle all the components. In our remarketing division, we're testing and refurbishing computers and selling components. And in our scrap purchasing division, we are selling and processing electronic circuit boards, batteries, and different stuff like that. We're buying it and selling it. So.
Let's bring in Frank Powell now from Symmetry Corporation. Your company's been growing. What kind of factors, maybe outside your company, Frank, do you see helping your company grow in Wisconsin?
I think it's helped Symmetry grow over the last 15 years has been kind of a steady trend of companies across the United States outsourcing their IT operations, and whether that be certain functions of the IT organization or whether it be actually outsourcing the data center itself. Those are the services that Symmetry provides. So that kind of industry trend has really fueled most of our growth. But I echo some of the sentiments, and it is still down to hard work and treating your customers right and doing the right things and finding your niche in the market and differentiating yourself between your competitors.
Now, Stephen Deller, let's bring you in on this. We've heard kind of the particular stories of these two companies. It's hard to say if one is representative or not, but when we're looking at economic development in different parts of the state, what do you hear from people in communities and business leaders that drives growth in their sectors?
Well, there's really two things. One is what they say, which oftentimes is a political statement, and then what actually is affecting their businesses. And you notice that both Miles and Frank really didn't say anything about a poor regulatory environment or excessively high taxes. What we find oftentimes is that these are really kind of secondary. And the primary things is really getting good management, good people, good employees, and a positive environment within the business. And public policy really doesn't have much to do with that.
Well, Frank Powell of Symmetry Corporation, let's throw that to you. Are there things that you look for in government policies, whether we're talking taxes and regulation or creating a workforce, that you think are important to you and other businesses for that matter?
Well, absolutely. And I would also maybe agree that they are secondary, but certainly, you know, the tax climate and, you know, how business taxes are impacting not only us as a company individually, things that impact our business is the different policies that are impacting our customers. So, I mean, a lot of our customers are in either finance or healthcare, where there are regulatory things that do change. And those impacts to their business are the things that maybe have a larger impact on us. So they're minor. But the things that impact, like, our company directly, though, is certainly education. One of the things that we struggle with at Symmetry is really finding qualified talent. Being in a high-tech IT organization, it just seems like finding those locally here in Wisconsin has been a challenge for us.
And Miles, with dynamic recycling, let's throw a similar question to you. Are there things that the government in Wisconsin does or doesn't do that has a big impact on your business?
Absolutely. I mean, I would agree with both Stephen and Frank that, you know, number one, getting the right people, training your people, creating a strategy and executing. I mean, those are certainly the fundamentals of a business. Within that, there's a climate, which can be a state, it can be a nation, can be a city, and there's competitive areas within that, you know. And I know when we were talking the other day, we talked about education and how much more expensive our education is, and yet how we still don't rank that high in education, you know. And having a competitive, you know, workforce and having smart people, and we're competing internationally on, you know, a lot of our products. I mean, that certainly makes a difference. And as far as taxes go, I mean, that certainly makes a difference. I mean, like we were talking about the other day, one of the top things for me in the government is a balanced budget. I mean, if you have a individual, they can't, if they spend money on their credit cards, they got to pay them off at some point. And I always get concerned with the Bush and Obama administrations not having a balanced budget. As a business owner, I'm a little bit more conservative with the concern of at some point it needs to be balanced. And, you know, I mean, I think the things in the Wisconsin administration that we've seen with a balanced budget, they certainly aren't going to affect us today or, you know, 2 years ago. It's things that long-term, 5-10 years, and that's what our business looks like long-term. What is that going to do for us? And I think by balancing the budget and creating positive climate for manufacturing and creating tax cuts, you have your profit, and then you have your, you know, you have your cash flow after your taxes, and that's all money that gets put right back into your business. So if you have higher taxes, that's going to equal less growth ultimately.
Stephen Deller, looking at things like state and federal budgets, and I guess unpredictability is a theme we've heard some when it comes, it was during the recall election, certainly that came up. How important is just kind of knowing what the ground rules are for long-term business planning in Wisconsin communities?
Actually, that's the certainty is there's economists talk about risk and uncertainty. Risk is, well, we're not quite sure, but we can make a pretty good educated guess. And that's what a lot of economists spend a lot of time trying to do. Forecast, what do we think interest rates going to do? What do we think, things like that. Then there's uncertainty. That's, we just simply don't know. Businesses hate uncertainty. And when it comes to regulatory environment, the regulations by themselves are not bad. Actually, some businesses prefer to have a good set of regulatory environment there because it kind of removes some uncertainty and some risk. They know what the rules of the game are. But what drives businesses crazy is when those rules and regulations are arbitrarily changed or arbitrarily enforced. And that's where public policy can actually have a positive influence, is let's try to get the rules right. You know, things change. We have to tweak the rules every now and then. But let's remove the rule structure away from the political kind of shenanigans.
We'll ask our CEO guests how that affects them coming up. We're talking about how jobs are created in Wisconsin. We've got a bit of a round table here. Two business owners, Miles Harder, CEO of Dynamic Recycling in La Crosse, Frank Powell, CEO of Symmetry Corporation in Milwaukee, and you just heard from Stephen Deller. He's professor of applied economics at UW-Madison.
We're continuing our conversation about how jobs are created in Wisconsin. We're speaking with the CEO of two of Wisconsin's fastest-growing companies, Miles Harder, CEO of Dynamic Recycling in La Crosse, and Frank Powell, CEO of Symmetry Corporation in Milwaukee. We're also joined in studio by Stephen Deller, professor of applied economics at UW-Madison.
Let's pick up with a point that Stephen was making. Businesses like as much certainty as they can get into the future. We are at an election time, Miles Harder, with Dynamic Recycling. Do you get nervous when there's a change in government, that the regulatory environment, the tax environment, you name it, could see a big change depending on who's elected?
I think that Stephen brought up a good point. I mean, whenever there's change in the marketplace, there's, again, or not the marketplace, but in government, there's uncertainty. And from our standpoint, and I would say it's similar to a lot of businesses that are going to be around long term, you're going to retract or plan for the worst and hope for the best, so to speak. So, I mean, I think that's something that everyone has to be aware of if you're going to be competitive in any marketplace. So,
and Frank, earlier, going back to education, you mentioned it's hard to find the kind of skilled IT workers you need at your business. There's been a lot of talk about retraining in Wisconsin, especially via technical colleges. Is that something that you think the state could do to help you out in your business?
Very much so. I think it has a lot to do with, honestly, the programs that are being taught in the universities and maybe how some of those programs are being funded. I mean, it does feel in Wisconsin that as far as an IT market and looking for employees, it's a pretty competitive market, meaning, you know, I think there's a lot of companies all looking for a smaller set of qualified employees. So to the extent that we could have better IT-related programs and in coming up with ways to encourage young people to partake in those programs, and even more programs at the technical school level and not just at the universities, I think would also be helpful.
And Frank, how about stealing those workers from other states? Do you see Wisconsin as an environment where young people with that kind of training want to move?
Yeah, I mean, other than the weather that we joke about, I think there are a lot of attractive things about Wisconsin that I think a lot of young people are interested in to come to Milwaukee. We actually do recruiting at a lot of universities throughout the Midwest, and none of them really have any issue with moving to Milwaukee, the metropolitan area here. So that has been a good thing for us, but it is really competitive marketplace in the type of salaries we offer, the benefits packages we offer. So, you know, to the extent that we are hampered, whether it be our own, you know, our own tax liabilities or our healthcare plans and things like that, that does impact the offers that we do give to our employees. So there's a little bit of influence there, but I think the Wisconsin area is a great place to live, and I think is fairly easy to attract people to come to.
And Stephen, your thoughts on that?
One of the things, I'm not sure if it's generational change, but there's some research that's going on that my dad, who was a child of the Depression, his generation was you find a company to work for and you work 30, 40 years for that company and you retire with a gold watch at the end of that time period. My generation is a little bit more mobile, but my son's generation, he's in his mid-20s, the idea of, you know, jumping from job to job is becoming more the norm. It's almost as though they work in a place for 3 or 4 years and they get bored. They want to try something different. And I imagine in the IT industry that's probably particularly strong. So I'm not sure if this is a problem with the marketplace that we can do something about, or if it's just simply the new reality.
I wanted to ask both of you, I understand that neither of you employs people right now at the minimum wage, a hot topic in Wisconsin. Miles, with Dynamic Recycling La Crosse, why not?
Could you restate that question as far as why we don't pay minimum wage? Or
why are all of your jobs at above minimum wage levels?
Sure. I think with our industry in general, well, I shouldn't say our industry, because there's a lot of our competitors that do pay close to minimum wage, but or certain competitors for sure. But for us, it's all about the quality of the individual. For us, we're really big on empowering our people and creating opportunities for them. And we want our people to be a career that they stay around long term. So we always look at how would we want to be treated? What would we want to be paid for our skill set? So, and we try and get more productivity out of our people, but pay a little bit more and offer profit sharing and health and dental and vacation and all that stuff. So, I mean, but as far as the economics in general with minimum wage, I think there's two ways of looking at it. I mean, we're starting to raise what we pay enough of our people because the economy is improving and people are going to work. And I mean, in our area, the unemployment is certainly under 5%, and you can feel it in the marketplace. So you have to raise what you pay.
Miles, I want to get Stephen in. These are plum jobs. In some ways, we want more non-minimum wage jobs in the state. Is that in our outlook for the future?
I think it has to be. I don't think we have a choice. One of the things I do want to get in is I think one of the reasons that Wisconsin is lagging behind is the number of new business starts. Between 2011 and 2013, Wisconsin ranked 46th in the country in terms of jobs coming from new business startups. And I think part of the problem is that our policies, our state policies, are aimed at larger businesses. Larger, 500 employees or more, and not really at where the job growth is at, which is the small businesses. The small businesses go from 50 employees to 20 employees. They don't get the media attention that the bigger firms do.
Thanks to our guests for joining us today. We've been speaking with Miles Harder, CEO of Dynamic Recycling in La Crosse, Frank Powell, CEO of Symmetry Corporation in Milwaukee, and Stephen Deller, Professor of Applied Economics at UW-Madison.